Take your Bible and turn to 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 10. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 10, if you have your place and want to stand in honor to reading of God's Word. But I said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I want to preach on this thought this evening, if God be my help for just a moment in time. On Peter's prophecy, it's a bomb. Amen? Peter's prophecy, it's a bomb. As we look at this here, we see it, as God lays this out for us, and we know that in the last days, this thing's going to escalate because God said it would. But He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. We don't know when it's going to come, but we know it's coming. Amen? How do we know it's coming? Because God said so, right? And I believe everybody in here believes God. Amen? We have to believe Him because He said it. And if He said it, praise God, I believe it. And listen, whether I believe it or not, He still said it, so it's true. Amen? Whether we believe it or not, it's still the Word of God. We can't change that. It's going to happen. So we see some things transpire. Now, they was a time we've been introduced into the atomic age. At 8:15 a.m. on the morning of August the 16th, 1945, the U.S. dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. At 1,800 feet above the earth, Brother Bill, that thing exploded. And it just dissolved over 3,500,000 people in the wake of it as it fell down. In just a moment in time, praise God, that thing took place and the atomic age was made. Man had made the first weapon of mass destruction. Amen? Man did that. And in just a moment and fraction of time, praise God, over 350,000 people, and no telling how many miles, square miles of property were just annihilated. I mean, just absolutely destroyed, gone. In a moment in time. Amen. You know, if we ain't careful, we let the devil run low to sleep and say, well, preacher, that never happened to us. Boy, how mistaken we are. It could happen to you, it could happen to me, it could happen anywhere all over the world. But we see this, and as we know that, we see Peter's are speaking to us here, and I'm talking about an uneducated Galilean, an old peasant fisherman, praise God, who wrote an accurate account and a description of the nuclear age. Amen. Laid her out. Over 2,000 years, Brother Bill, before it ever happened, he laid it out and said, this is what it is. Praise God, it happened. Amen. And we got to be careful because if we ain't careful, we get caught up and we say, you know, what about the promise to come? We've been looking for Jesus to come for years and years and He ain't come yet. And the Bible says not to get weary in well-doing, praise God, because He promised He would and He will. Amen. So we just got to stay in good faith. I just keep on looking for Him as if every morning I push my curtains back and I look outside and I think, could this be the day? Amen. You know, looking for those little clouds, it might look a little bit peculiar. Wonder if maybe that's it. Amen. He said He cometh with clouds. Praise God. I'm looking, praise God, one day. Praise Lord. I look up there and see that funny looking little cloud and have a shout and a trumpet to come up hither. We go out of here and meet the Lord. But we got to be careful in well-doing, praise God. Because what happens because the promise of His coming hasn't happened yet. If you go back up to verse number 3, he talks about, he says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust. Now, we're seeing that today. We're seeing people that, they deny and they put down and they put off the things of God. They disallow them, praise God, and they disannul them. And they say, well, it's been said that ever since the beginning and it's never going to happen. It's just it's just a fairy tale. The Bible's just a fairy tale. The world wants us to believe it. Christianity wants us to believe it so that we get sucked into their line and then they can control us. Have you ever heard that? Amen? That they can control us, then we'll do what they want us to do. But we ain't going to do that, praise God, because we're not going to listen to God. Hello? We're not going to believe what thus says the Word of God. And it says in verse 4, it said, saying, where's the promise of His coming? It said, we've been here for all these years, and they said Jesus was coming back. Paul believed Jesus was coming back in his time. He was looking for Him to come back. He ain't come back yet, so maybe He ain't coming. Amen? A contrary, praise God, He is coming because He promised He would. Amen. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. It could be any minute, it could be any day, it could be next week, next year, 10 years from now, 100 years from now. I don't know, but He's coming. Amen. But we need to be looking for Him as if He's coming any minute. He said, hey, listen, they say the promise of He's coming. Oh, we've waited, we've looked, we've tried to be anxious about it, but He ain't showed up and we're getting disheartened. We're getting discouraged. We're about to give up. Amen. But there ain't no place to give up, praise God. Whether He comes today, tomorrow, 1,000 years from now, we still have His promise. Amen. No matter where we're at, praise God, as a child of God, you are where He is. We have His presence in us. Amen. Praise God. He's there. He's ministering to us. But the scoffers would say, where's the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. He says, for this we willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now... Now listen, how Peter's laying this out. You couldn't be more scientific if you was a scientist studying things. Now remember, he was just an old ignorant peasant fisherman. Amen. He wasn't an astrologist. He wasn't schooled in the things of astrology and the things of the wisdom, knowledge of the world. He never claimed to be a scientist. But he lays this thing out. He said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So Peter lays this out here. He said, there was a time when God said there's going to be a flood, and the flood came, and it took them all away. All the perdition, all the sinfulness of the world, God just washed it away. Amen? And He said this same earth, this same world, praise God, is kept in store. How's it kept in store, brother? The promise is still there from God. Amen? God's never changed His promise. God's never changed His thought, His attitude toward you and me. He said that promise is still just as real as it's ever been. And said, so we can count on the promise of God. And he said, the earth, praise God, the heavens and the earth are kept in the same way, which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. That destruction of judgment and the destruction, if you will, of ungodliness. God says one of these days, I've had enough of it, praise God, and He's going to melt it further to heat. That's what He's going to do to purge it. Amen. God's going to use fire to purge it. The fire is always a type of judgment. Amen. That's why the fire, praise God, fire has always been a type of judgment. Praise God. It's never been a type of preservation. It's always a type of judgment. Praise God. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as one day. So we see God's laying this out, and we see if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in the timetable, and we forget the promise of God. We can be those scornful, those scoffers, and those that walk in their own lust and their own ways, and just forget to remember God and trust Him, because He's promised He's coming again, and we need to be looking for that, expecting that, as if it's going to happen at any minute. Amen? And you see this thing gearing up all around us. And you say, well, preacher, it just seems like such a long time. Hey, listen, God's timetable, praise God, is beyond your and my thinking. Our thinking ain't God's thinking. It says that be not ignorant is one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The God of the universe, praise God, has no beginning and no end. A day don't matter. 1,000 years don't matter. Praise God, God's the same yesterday and forever. Amen. And what happens today? Hey, what He wants to do today, praise God, is up to Him. But He's preserved this thing unto thee. So we see Peter's, he's laying this out in the prophecy. And it's as accurate as can be. He said, Lord is not slack concerning His promise. Now, I've told you before, this word promise here is singular. It doesn't say promises. He said a promise. Now, the promise is a soon coming Savior. Praise God. It's what He's promising us. He said, as some men count slackness, but His long-suffering to usward. He said, why hasn't He come yet? Why hasn't Jesus stepped out? Why hasn't He come? He promised He'd come. Why hasn't He come? Why don't He come? Here's why. He said, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, me and you, not willing that any, watch this, should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why hasn't Jesus come? Why hasn't the promise been fulfilled? Because Jesus and the Father are still working, waiting on us. Amen? He's still waiting on us, praise God, to get right in the sin and to minister the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, so that folks can be saved because His tender mercy and His love, He wants to get everyone in. Whosoever, praise God, that believe on His name might be saved. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Bless His name. I come to repentance, to repent of our sinfulness. Amen? And to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Praise God. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief. Now watch this. Peter lays this out, his prophecy. He said, He will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall melt with a great noise, the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also and the works thereof shall be burned up. And seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen. You see what Peter's laid out here? Peter's prophecy, praise God, is accurate as any prophecy could be. He spoke, praise God, of an atomic age to come. Amen. He might not use all the, it might be minus all the scientific jargon that we would use today, but in the verbiage of a peasant fisherman, praise God, he said, listen, there's coming an atomic age like this world's never seen. Amen. Look, some of the words used. I looked these up. Let's look at about four words here right quickly that Peter used to expand upon this. This word elements, amen. He said the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. This elements, praise God, that he speaks of. It comes from that the Latin word elementum, praise God. Where we get our words compounds or components, amen. That's where we get that word from. He said where matter is divided. Glory to God. Today, in today's society, you and I would use the word atoms. Amen. Everybody in here ever heard of an atom? Amen. Praise God. And inside the atom, praise God, the scientist tells us that there's so many components inside this atom. And that when we split that atom, praise God, that element, praise God, all these components in that element, praise God, are released. Amen. You didn't know old Peter, a common fisherman, a peasant fisherman, Brother Bobby, was a scientist way past his years. He was giving us a prophecy of a bomb, of an explosion, of a catastrophic occurrence, praise God, that was to come upon this world, praise God, that we never would have realized. Amen. The components, praise God, the parts of the elements, praise the Lord. The elements and the matter, praise the Lord, that make up Adam. Amen. Praise God. He said, this is the elements, praise God, these elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Now look what these elements, they're going to be dissolved. To dissolve, that word dissolve means to break up or to pull apart, to release. That word is used in John, praise God, when he talks about the unloosing the Savior's sandals. Amen. Releasing the latches upon the Savior's shoes. That he's not fit or unworthy to unlatch them, to unloose them, to set them free, to unbind them. Jesus would use the same word when he called out to Lazarus to come out of the tomb, and Lazarus come out bound. You know what they said? The Bible says they come bound head and foot, praise God, come out before the Lord, floated out, whatever he done. And Jesus said, loose him and set him free. Amen. What he was saying, praise God, dissolve him. He said to take away the binding, to break him free, to let him loose. Amen. To turn him loose. So Peter's words, praise God, of his day. Amen. He speaks of atoms. He speaks of dissolving. He speaks of untying, unloosing. Amen. What he's saying here is God is going to do one day, praise God, he's going to untie, unloose, cut loose, praise God, on this world like we've never seen it before. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to happen because God said so. A fearful holocaust, praise God, is coming on this world. You say, Pastor Jeff, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to scare you to death, praise God, where you go out in the world and compel them to come in so they won't be caught up in that mess. Amen. One day it's coming. And we need, the only way to avoid that is to be on Jesus' side. Amen. Jesus' side, praise God, won't have to go through that awful time. Praise God, we'll be taken out before. Amen. He said it'll happen with a great noise. A great noise. This is the only place I could find that this word here, great noise, was used. It's the word rasadon. Amen. W.E. Vine says this. He said it's a rushing sound of roaring flames. He said that's the only way you could explain it. A rushing sound of roaring flames. Have you ever seen a great big massive fire? You ever got on the downhill side of it, the way the wind's going and throwed you a little diesel fuel on it? And got underneath it, packed your papers in there, throwed a little diesel fuel, throw a little gasoline on it. If you do that, you better do it quick because them fumes will engulf you and you'll be part of the fire. About 2 years ago, I had a brush pile down at the edge of my yard, and I'd been taking all my yard debris for 4 or 5, maybe 6 years. And I'd been piling it in that pile. I mean, I just kept piling. I got to where I was throwing it up on the pile. That pile was probably as high as this ceiling, just right at it, as high as I could throw it. And it was probably almost as wide as this room. And I got that thing out there one day, and it'd been raining a few days before. The ground was kind of damp, and it was a burning day. I thought, God, I'm going to go ahead and burn that booger. I went out there and put the cardboard under it, throw a little fuel under it. Got down on the downwind side of that thing, and I throwed a match up in there, and that thing caught up. Woo! Man, it didn't take it but just a minute. And it was a whole lot more intense than I ever thought it would be. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a whole lot more intense than mankind could ever imagine. But that fire got up under that thing. That wind come along, got up under it. It took that brush, that fire, praise God, and it started taking it through. I mean, you talk about a roaring. You could probably hear it for a quarter of a mile. Praise God, the smoke started rising up. And the next thing I know, Brother Bill, I heard the fire and the sirens are coming from Weaverville. Praise God, they was a blaring. I told Teresa, I said, you better go call them. I guarantee you, I know where they're going. Amen. Amen. She tried to call them and couldn't get through. She called the fire department in Weaverville. And when she got the answering service, said, would you please punch in your code at this time? Amen. I have no code. Amen. I don't know where to get with them. I done called them on the phone. Praise God. They told her, punch in your code. Then they had no code. Amen. So in a few minutes, I seen the fire chief come around the road, come up over the hill. Coming down the road to Pine Brook, down toward the house. I told Teresa, I said, run out there and catch him, tell him everything's all right. See, I didn't know it, but my neighbor had already saw the flames. Now she saw the flames from her house over my building and over my barn. And she said she was terrified. She said, I just knowed your place was aflame, was burning. Amen. But the fire chief come up here and Teresa told him the situation. Hey, we're just burning a brush pile. Got it under control. I had my trusty garden hose out there, you know, run from the house. in case I needed to put it out. But I'm telling you, by the time that fire department here, that fire was roaring through that thing. I pray God, there was a noise. I mean, you had to scream over it to hear it. That fire was a rushing, praise God. Nothing I'd ever heard in my life. Amen. The sound of roaring. Those roaring flames, praise God. Peter said that's what's going to take place one day. He said you can expect it. He said that's why you need to be ready. That's why you need trust in the Lord, praise God, because His promise will be fulfilled. Amen. He said you better load up and get out of Lodabar. Get to a place of safety. That fire department come down there and Teresa stopped him down there at the road to the Grapevine driveway. And he said, what's going on? She said, I tried to call you. He said, but I couldn't get through. He said, well, why not? She said, I didn't have the code. He looked at her like she was crazy. Amen. He said, what do you mean, code? He said, we don't have no code. She said, yes, you do. He said, if you call the fire department number, it asks you, praise God, for a code. So she got the phone and she dialed it up and she handed it to him. He listened to it and he said, Oh my, man. He said, I don't know what that's all about. He said, I'll have to get on top of this. And about the time that he got there, praise God, I seen the fire truck coming down to the, came along to, down to Pine Brook, praise it. And they got down there and they could see the fire, but they didn't know where it was at. And they turned right and went down into the development. I said, praise the Lord. We missed that. I said, I'll let the chief cut them off. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you something tonight. You got to have a code. If you don't have the code, praise God, you'll never make it, praise God. Through this that's coming, praise God, you'll be a part of this and it will burn you and consume you. If you've got that code, praise God, you can punch it in, you can know it, and you can be saved and in heaven with Jesus. You know what that code is? J-E-S-U-S. Amen. Jesus. He is that code of salvation, praise God. It keeps you from that fire. Well, glory, He's that deliverer. Amen. Praise God. He is that one you call. Because the Bible says it's going to be a great noise. It's going to be a fervent heat. A fervent heat. That means, that word literally means, that was a word used for having a fever. Amen. Have you ever had a fever before? Amen. We've had kids. I've had a fever. You've had a fever. And we've had our kids or had somebody we know and, you know, they had a high fever. And what do we say when somebody's got a high fever? Said they're burning up with fever. It's almost like they're cooking from the inside out. Amen. That's what he says here, said praise God. He said it's going to be, the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. He said it's going to be a noisy thing and elements is going to melt. Those components, praise God, those atoms, praise God, are going to split and explode. And the noise of that explosion, praise God, as it erupts all over the world. I don't even think about that, do you? Praise God, I'm going to be with Jesus when that happens. Praise God, I'm going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, when's this going to happen? At the end of time. Amen? At the very end of time. When that heat and that fire and that roaring noise of the fire consume the earth. Say, preacher, I just don't know about that. Let me just show you something. Look over at Zechariah. Or I'll turn there. You don't have to. Zechariah chapter number 14. Zechariah chapter number 14 and verse number 12. He said, this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. Their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Amen. Sounds like the atomic age to me. Amen. That loud noise and that fervent heat, praise God, as those elements are melting, those weakest components in us, our eyeballs will burn and melt out of your head. Hello? Your tongue will melt out of your mouth. And you know why? Because you'll be screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God, why didn't I listen?" Amen. And there's a screaming and crying and calling out, praise God, they'll be consumed. Praise God. They'll be consumed by this mighty, mighty power of God. Amen. Look over at Micah chapter number 1. Micah chapter number 1. Verse number 1. See, the word of the Lord that came to Micah the Moreshite in the days of Jotham, Hazaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. He said, "Hear all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that therein is, and let the Lord God be witness against you, the Lord from His holy temple." Amen. Lord from His holy temple ought to get our attention. He said, "Behold, the Lord cometh forth out of His place and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth." Now watch this, verse number 4. "And the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valley shall be cleft as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep slope." Amen. Sounds like a pretty horrendous thing to me. Sounds to me like an apocalypse. He said the mountains are going to melt and they're going to run down like water. Amen. Into the valleys, praise God. Into the clevis. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what's going to take place. And the end time. When does the end time come? Praise God. It's coming, praise the Lord, when God says He's had enough. When God says, that's enough. He said, I ain't putting up with no more. Praise God. But we can comfort. We can take comfort in that God is in control. Amen. God is in control. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that when it's all said and done, He's the one that's going to push the button. Amen. He's the one that's going to bring all this to pass. Hey, listen, man may have designed the first atomic bomb, but praise God, Peter says, an old ignorant, unlearned fisherman said there's going to be a destruction like a bomb, praise God, it's going to be unleashed on the earth, praise the Lord, to melt it with a fervent heat, to burn and purify it once and for all. Praise God. Of course, me and you will be gone. Amen. Now, there may be some minor nuclear activity that takes place during the tribulation. I don't doubt that they will be. Amen. But at the end of this thing, praise God, when the church is taken out, and when those of the millennial age is taken out, the Lord, when they've been taken out to say the hosts of heaven are with Him. Amen. Praise God. When they're beyond any reach of this, then God's going to push the button, if you will. Amen. He's going to purify the earth and make it pure just like it was when He designed it and created it and put it in order. Amen. He took chaos, and out of chaos He made a beautiful place. A little speck of dust in the universe, and He called it earth, and He chose that for Himself. And He said, "We're going to make man in our image and our likeness. We're going to put him on there, praise God. And we're just going to love on him." He put him in a place in a garden called Eden. In a perfect paradise of God. But we messed it up. We messed it up. But God says, one of these days, praise the Lord. In Peter's prophecy, He said, God's going to just bomb the place. Burn all the wickedness and the vile and wicked things out of it. All the disease and the bacteria and all those things that so readily envelop us now. Have you ever thought about that? We're getting bacteria and things now that they can't even treat. Amen. The Bible said it waxed worse and worse, and in the end, I think we're heading toward the end. We're getting closer day by day. Amen. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I was telling somebody before church, I had a goat the other day that I had to put down, and she had a disease that's incurable. I've treated her for over 3 months, couldn't get her no better. Finally had to put her down. And they said, finally I sent off tests. They sent it back and said, yeah, it's that John disease. So there's no cure. No cure. So there's nothing you could have done. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world that we can't fix. But God says, one day, you know what? I'm going to hit it with fire. I'm going to purify it. The judgment of God will come and purify it and make it pure, make it whole, and make it place, praise God, for humanity throughout the ages. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that. And Peter's telling us in his prophecy about this element, this great noise, praise God, in a fervent heat, and that it'll be dissolved. Man, who would have thought? There's that much physics in the book of Peter, 2 Peter. But God Almighty showed Peter, He said, this is what I'm going to do, Peter. And praise God, the Bible's no private interpretation. Peter said, yeah, Lord, that's right. Hey, the same thing that He said over in Zechariah, same thing He said over in Micah, God says He showed Peter right here. And Peter just wrote down the elements of it in his little finite mind the best that he could. And described what was going to take place at the end time. Amen. We can see it taking place. Can't you? I can see it. We've got so much stuff in the world today. We can see how from Hiroshima all the way down through to these atomic bombs that we have. And we used to just have one or two countries, nations that had these. Now you've got Russia, China, North Korea, the United States, and many, many other nations now that have these atomic weapons. Iran's trying to get one. And they said as soon as they get able to make one, they're going to make it and hit Israel with it. And then it'll be on. Amen. But God. Amen. Peter's prophecy, it's a bomb. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we need to tell people. We need to be excited. And we need to tell people that the promise is still there. And we need to be ready for Jesus. We need to be looking for the Lord. See, I ain't looking for the bomb. I ain't looking for the time of atomic revitalizing of the world. I'm looking for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to come get me, take me home. That's what we need to know. Amen. This is the things that's coming in the end time. Amen. At the end, the day of the Lord will come. It's coming. It's coming. We don't know when, but He said it's coming. He said we need to be ready. To not see it, but to see Him. Amen. He said that the scoffers will be saying, hey, look, He's promised to come, but He ain't come. But Peter said, hey, keep a looking for Him. He is coming because He promised He would. Amen. We should be looking for Him. Keep looking. Don't give up because He is coming. We will see Him, I promise you, if you just stay with the Lord. Keep trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to His Spirit. Let Him speak to you. Praise God. He's going to deliver us in His time.